Chinese President Xi Jinping spoken of the need to carry forward the great spirit of resisting aggression and striving to achieve national rejuvenation. He made the remarks during a speech at a symposium commemorating the 75th anniversary of the victory over Japan and the end of World War II. The president says the great spirit of resisting aggression bred during the war is an invaluable source of inspiration. President Xi saluted veterans and patriots who fought in the war, as well as Chinese people at home and abroad who made contributions to the final victory. He also expressed appreciation to foreign governments and friends around the world for their support and help for China in the war against Japanese aggression. Xi Jinping also says that maintaining peaceful and friendly relations between China and Japan is in the best interest of the two peoples and is essential to maintaining peace and stability in Asia and around the world. Beijing's urging the United States to immediately withdraw its decision to impose tighter restrictions on Chinese diplomats. The U.S. State Department announced that senior Chinese diplomats will be required to seek approval to visit university campuses, meet with local government officials, or host cultural events with groups larger than 50 people outside mission properties. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says the move will further obstruct normal exchanges between Chinese and American people. Hua adds that the Chinese embassy and consulates in the U.S. will continue to conduct normal exchanges with American people from all walks of life and to support normal bilateral cooperation. The 2020 China International Fair for Trade and Services will open in Beijing today, the first major international economic and trade event held by China since the COVID-19 outbreak. China's service imports and exports totaled 5.4 trillion yuan last year, ranking second in the world for the sixth consecutive year. The fair has attracted 18,000 enterprises and institutions from 148 countries and regions. India has reported another record jump globally in coronavirus infections. The country reported more than 83,800 coronavirus cases yesterday, taking its total to over 3.8 million. Over 1,000 people died from COVID-19. India is now the world's third most affected country after the United States and Brazil. India's economy shrank by nearly a quarter between April and June, putting pressure on policymakers to kickstart growth despite the high number of cases. Israeli airline El Al has announced that it'll carry out its first cargo flight to Dubai on September 16th. It'll follow the first direct commercial passenger flight to the United Arab Emirates. The cargo will include agricultural and high-tech equipment. El Al expects the new route to operate on a weekly basis. Saudi Arabia earlier declared it had opened its airspace to all countries flying to and from the UAE. Iran's defense ministry says the Navy's destroyers will be equipped with vertical launch cruise missiles. An Army official highlighted Iran's progress in manufacturing destroyers and submarines. He also said the country is ready to export military equipment. A lieutenant commander said Iran's received purchase requests for its air defense equipment from some friendly countries. Iranian officials say the U.S. sanctions have not been able to hinder the development of the country's defense programs.